Today on Real Radio.
The 7 years is all about God redeeming his people, Israel. It's coming. That's why Israel's in the news every day. That's why they're back in their land. That's why everybody hates them. Just wait, it's going to get worse. Who says? God says.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues now in his topical series called You Need to Know, a collection of lessons on the essentials of our faith. We're in a mini-series called You Need to Know all about the future things. Luke 21 is among the commonly consulted chapters on what will happen during the end times. Now, Jesus himself teaches here what we're to look for as signs of the times. The verses we're looking at speak of believers being ready and continually praying. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now with more in this very informative series called You Need to Know, all about the future things.
It's in the heart of man to take God off his throne. When God's not on the throne, who's on the throne? We put ourselves on the throne. We have followed and swallowed the lion of Satan. He goes on, Isaiah 14, 14, he says there, the fourth, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. The fifth one, I will be like the Most High. Anybody coming along and peddling a religion that says you can become like God. Ladies and gentlemen, can I remind you that that comes from Satan in Genesis chapter 3. Proving that Lucifer, Satan, is the ultimate wannabe, is he not? I want this, I want this, I want this. Does it sound like our culture today? I want this, and I want it now. That commercial, people open their windows, I want my money, and I want it now. I want my burger, and I want it my way. And if we don't get it, is there a line of complaints? Fill out a form, you know. Bertrand Russell said in his book, Power, A New Social Analysis, in 1938, wrote, every man would like to be a god, said Bertrand Russell. By the way, his last words on his deathbed was, death comes pitless and dark, and he died without God. Jean-Paul Sartre, a secular humanist, writes, to be man means to reach toward being a god. Interesting. If this has not yet offended you, maybe for some of you this will, and if it offends you, then you need to check your theology. Are you listening carefully? Did I get your attention? Some guy by the name of Kenneth Copeland in The Force of Love said, you're all a god. You don't have a god living in you. You are God. When I read in the Bible where God tells Moses, I am, I say, yeah, I am too. That's audio tape BBC 56, Trinity Broadcasting Network, February 5th, 1986. Yeah, when I read in the Bible, God says that he's the I am, I say I am too. Ladies and gentlemen, that's false doctrine. And a man will come on the scene to deceive the world. And Satan said again to Eve in chapter 3, verse 4 of Genesis, then the serpent said to Eve, the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God. And God condemned the doctrine. But Satan knows it works. And history has shown that whenever the world grows desperate and finds itself in need of a leader in perilous times, a leader will always arise. Man will see to it. Man will find a leader. And if you can't find one, he'll make one. I think I mentioned this last week, I'm not sure, but in a book, I believe it was written by Dr. John Wolverine, he said, Satan does not know God's timetable. Satan has to study the times and he knows the Bible. We know that Satan knows the Bible. He's got to look at the times. This is kind of eerie. Listen, and if I repeated it last week, please forgive me, but keep this in mind. Because he doesn't know, Satan has not all-knowing. He's trying to figure it out as well. That for every generation, he has to have an Antichrist type to meet his need in the wings. And when you think about that and then review world history, it'll give you the creepies. Because every generation has had its lunatic that tries to take the world. And they always hate the Jew, by the way. They always hate the Jew. We were in Jerusalem several years ago, and we were having dinner, and there was an old man, an aged man, obviously a survivor of the Holocaust. Why? Because when he reached over to take his bread and dip his bread in his wine, that's how they do it there. They dip the bread in the wine and then put the bread in their mouth. When he reached like that, his number was on his forearm. Hitler numbered Jews. Antichrist is going to number people. Remember, we talked about it last week, 666. But man wants a leader. I don't mean to offend anybody by this. It's Time Magazine. Go ahead and put it up, but I want to explain it. It was broadcast, or it was printed up. You guys have it? Printed up? Anybody? You don't have it? No. Oh, no. Time Magazine. If I say it, you won't believe it, so I'm not going to say it. Maybe next service we can get that slide up. But all right. Time Magazine had Obama Shiva. And maybe you saw it. You can go online. You can buy it. And he's on the cover. And poor Obama. I mean, this is a lot of pressure. He's got about seven arms. And he's got all of these different world problems that he's having to deal with. And the world is putting their hope, or they were putting their hope in him to fix all these things. This is my point. I'm not bashing Obama. Oh, my goodness. I forgot that. Look at that. God of all things. That's pressure. I mean, I don't like the guy, but that's too. I feel bad for him. He's got to juggle all this stuff? Why is this on the cover of Time or Newsweek? Why is it on the Newsweek? Because man wants answers. And if you can answer man's answers, you win. What do you win? You win the homage and the worship of mankind. That's pressure. But here's my point. Weird, strange, in the 21st century, that Newsweek would even suggest reaching back to an ancient god and apply it to this poor man who's got to answer all the problems of the world. My point is, why would man even look to such a thing? That Newsweek should have said, we don't need another politician, we need God. We need to read the Bible. Just showing and proving the desperate state of man. Matthew 24:15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, this is Jesus' words to the tribulation saints. Standing in the holy place. That means there's a temple going to be rebuilt in Jerusalem. He says, whoever reads, let him understand. Wow. That's a revelation statement. Daniel chapter 9, verse 26. This one, the prince who is to come, he will destroy the city and the sanctuary. Daniel 9 says it's Jerusalem and the temple. Revelation 13, verse 3. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. God calls him the beast. So they worshiped the dragon, Satan, who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who's like the beast? Who is like this leader of ours? Who is able to make war with him? We're so safe. The next thing, mark it down, is this. The things about the future happening, coming to planet Earth, possibly, I say in our lifetime, though we'll be raptured out of here before the Antichrist can be revealed, this evil, this universal religion will parade itself with its own trinity. I just read it a moment ago. Satan is involved, the Antichrist is involved, and there's a false prophet. Isn't that interesting? Savvy speech, demonic wisdom, technology, this image that is made, this thing, this statue, the false prophet gives power to it, demonic power to a statue, and it's able to discern and speak to the masses. That sounds like Microsoft, Apple type of coolness. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, why get an iWatch now? You have an iPhone. You have an iPad. You have an iWatch. I don't have an iWatch. I have a Kohl's $37 watch. But imagine taking this stuff and the phone stuff and your iPad stuff and your iWhatever stuff, and you just put it in your eye. What if it's iMe? Hey, I just made that up. I should patent that or trademark it. Introducing the iMe. Why? What is that? Everything's in me. I'm wired. I could get wired. The biometric man. $6 million man for $9.95. Imagine if I could somehow have technology. Listen, I'm being sarcastic right now. Imagine if there's a form of technology that is coated in protein that can be inserted into my body that's compatible with my physiology, and it works inside of me better than outside of me. What if? See, of course I'm being sarcastic. We're already doing that. Amazing times, huh? I love the Bible. The Bible tells you about what's coming. Only our God can do that. The next thing is this. This universal religion, it will win people over by the powers of hell. Now, look, I feel, this is the choir, I'm preaching to the choir. When the Bible says that this all lying, demonic deception, people are going to be won over. I mean, you and I have a tendency, it's like, are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. But have you seen what people will follow? I told Wednesday night, on Monday or Tuesday, I forget what day it was, it doesn't matter. My wife and I were in Hollywood, and no one goes to Hollywood, right? If you live in California, you don't go to Hollywood. But we had to be there, and we just wanted a nice, normal, quiet day. And there goes Johnny Depp with his two kids, for real. And Amy Poehler, whoever she is. She's somebody funny, I guess. And then people from the show The Office. And these stars were going to this debut of some Disney cartoon. And I got to tell you, I told the Wednesday night service, people were going crazy. And it's like, what? In L.A., you don't know what that means. And people are just... And and I'm watching this, and it's like, this is insane. And Lisa and I laughed. This guy, hey, Mike, here's John Travolta. And it's like he was there. And it was his star. And the guy laid down next to him, and he's taking a selfie, and he's hugging the star. And you say, well, that's just cute fun. You know what? I got a kind of a feeling if John Travolta showed up, people would have fainted. Does anybody know who John Travolta is? Anybody? Or whoever, you know? Bieber, Justin Bieber, the Beeb. What would happen if the Beeb showed up? People would probably faint. There's a guy going to come on the scene that's going to make their lives happy, wealthy, peaceful, settle all the world's problems. He's going to get his own star in Hollywood. The world will go nuts, and you know it. They'll love him. They will be deceived by the powers of hell. Daniel chapter 8, verse 25 says that through his policies, he will cause deception to prosper in his hand. Wow, what a description. Remember, his workings is by the workings of Satan. It's remarkable. The Bible says in Revelation 17, verse 6, John said, I saw a woman. Now, let me comment on this with the time we have. John says, I saw a woman. When you read the entire chapter 17 and 18, you find out that this woman is some sort of a global, massive system of worship, a false church that is a conglomeration of everything. And he says, I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Do you know anything about church history or religious history? The biggest perpetrator against faithful Christian doctrine and those who held to it was an organized church. The Bible says in the tribulation period, there's an organized religion that will kill those believers during that period of time who believe in Christ. Are you sitting down? This is creepy. Revelation 20, verse 4 says, John said, "Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God," that's the Bible, "who had not worshipped the beast or his image or had not received his mark." They were beheaded. The tribulation saints, not the church, the tribulation believers will be beheaded. You say, "Jack, why are you telling us all this?" Number one, Christian, thank God right now you're not going to be there. Number two, if you're not a Christian, listen, you need to live for Jesus today. You need to give your heart to Christ today. And then finally, we end with this right here. A time is coming on earth unlike any other time ever seen in human history. A time is coming on earth unlike any other time. Number one, when God executes his wrath on earth, that's what the 7-year tribulation period is all about. The Bible promises in numerous places you will not receive that wrath, but the world will. Notice this, by the way, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are persecuted by the world. Never, never do they receive the wrath of Almighty God. The tribulation period is earth receiving the wrath of Almighty God. We looked at this several weeks ago, but mark this down. Revelation 6, verse 17, "For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?" God's wrath against a Christ-rejecting world. Are you a Christ-rejecter right now? Are you one of those people regarding what I opened up with? I want to make a God in my own image, and I want him to approve of what I like, and for him to stay out of the things that I wanted to stay out of. And I will create this God in my image. I will create a new doctrine. I will reinvent theology. This is the God of the 21st century. Listen, if that's you, you know not God. Who is able to stand against him? He executes his wrath that's coming upon the planet Earth. Secondly, God will punish the world for their sins. Did you hear that? Not, listen, you will not be punished for your sins, Christian. Amen. Hey, everybody, listen up. We're almost done. What a deal. Amen. Jesus died on the cross for our, what?
Sins.
Oh, well, let me hear it a little louder.
Sins.
The Bible says Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Amen. God says right here, I'm going to punish the earth for their sins. Why? Did you not make opportunity for them to have their sins forgiven? Oh, I certainly did, says God. But time ran out for them. They wouldn't accept the ticket out. And so now they must be punished for their sins. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 20 says, "Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment." Watch this. "Until the indignation," the wrath, "is past, for behold, the Lord comes out of his place." Why? "To punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity," for their sins. Isaiah 13:9 says, "Behold, the day of the Lord comes." Listen to this. "Cruel, with both wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he will destroy its sinners from it. For the stars of the heavens shall be shaken, the constellations will not give their light, the sun will be darkened in its going forth, and the moon will not cause its light to shine." Why? Verse 11, "I will punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their iniquity." Why would you be in that rank? And then what in the world is going on during this tribulation period? It's all about when God redeems his people Israel. The 7 years is all about God redeeming his people, Israel. It's coming. That's why Israel's in the news every day. That's why they're back in their land. That's why everybody hates them. Just wait, it's going to get worse. Who says, God says? We end with this. "I'm a believer, you know, or I could die next week." True, listen, here's the deal. The point is that you and I get very serious about the Lord today. That you and I make sure that we are not available for the pickings of this one that's to come. To make sure that you have biblical faith, listen to this. 1 John 2 says, who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either, says the Bible. 1 John 4 goes on to say, every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. The spirit of Antichrist is in the world. And I ask you, where are you at? So make sure you're a believer today. This is the point. If you're a Christian today, exercise yourself, the Bible says, to godliness. This is what we're all seeking to do. Get away from the stuff that's of the world, those cares that Jesus warned us about that can so foil our growth. Don't be deceived. Don't be tricked. Don't get pulled down and weighted down. Next, I need to reclaim the lost time of my life, the lost time of these days that you and I live in. I'm not laying this on you. God's laying this on me. This is what he and I have been going through. Well, he's not been going through anything. I'm the one going through it. He's taken me through it. I'm happy about it, but miserable. It's wonderfully disgusting for God to wake me up and say, come, get out of bed. Talk to me. To lay in your face? What's happening? What are you saying, God? What's going on? Seek me, Jack, like you've never sought me before. But I seek you. I didn't say you didn't seek me. I said, seek me like you've never sought me before. What? I steal from the Bible when I don't know what to say. It's biblical, by the way. John 15:7 says, pray the Bible. When I don't know what to say, so like this again this morning on my face, Lord, what would you have me to do? I stole that from Paul on the Damascus Road. Lord, what would you have me to do? Get ready. What? You know, he doesn't tell you everything. That's why when he talks, it's wonderful and terrible. It's glorious and frightening. I don't know what's coming. I just know this. God is waking us up. He's stirring our hearts. Draw close to me. Get one with me. I'll turn on the TV, and I just sense the Lord strongly saying, turn it off. I'll turn on music, even classical. God invented classical music. And he says, turn it off. I pick up a Christian book, and he says, put it down. Pick up my book. Sometimes listen. Sometimes he says, put down my book. I don't want to talk any theology with you, Jack, right now. I want you and I to meet. Let's talk. Let's you and I be together. Has God ever asked you to put down the Bible so he could be alone with you?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called You Need to Know All About the Future Things. It's just one part of a series that focuses on what God's written word says about eschatology, or the study of the last days. You Need to Know All About the Future Things is part of Pastor Jack's collection of studies called You Need to Know, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, by the way, this series of messages is available for purchase on a 4-DVD set. It goes by the same title, You Need to Know All About the Future Things. We at Real Radio trust you've been enjoying and learning from this series. I'm sure you have. Eschatology is such an important topic because it speaks of the hope that every believer really truly has. In fact, think of it this way. No matter who gets elected president, Jesus is still king and he will reign on planet Earth at the end of the age. So you can purchase You Need to Know All About the Future Things on DVD. There are 4 DVDs and they contain all 8 parts of this series. To purchase You Need to Know All About the Future Things on DVD, visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.